Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only, the legend himself, Eric Holmes.
Woo, thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's all I got, brother.
I didn't say stop.
You want more.
That's enough. In today's episode, an unstoppable force in Mystic Armor charges headlong into a living engine of destruction who evolves past death itself. In one corner, you have the Juggernaut, an insanely superpowered supervillain who can't be slowed down, stopped, or reasoned with most of the time anyway. And in the other corner, you have Doomsday, a monstrous brute born to die and return stronger each time, adapting to every attack until nothing can stop him, including Superman. Or even death itself. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And this battle, you'll never believe it, or maybe you will, has been discussed many times over many decades, but it's never gotten the Who Would Win treatment until today, that is. Eric, I gotta know, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
Yes, this matchup reminds me of two people arguing on a Santa Monica pier at a fruit stand for that last slice of like cantaloupe or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, epic. Absolutely. Like,
that's like down. A Titanic battle happening.
There you go, it gets real.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
Where's the fruta? There is no fruta left. We're sorry.
So they've got a little bit of the Tom Hardy Bane thing going on too.
Where's the fruta?
Yeah, that's, I don't know who that is.
Give me your Tom Hardy real quick. Give
where's the fruta?
Sorry.
So that's
really
that's
where we're going with this. Okay. Yeah. Look, this is a battle that has had to happen. When you look at Marvel and DC Comics, by the way, the Marvel DC crossover stuff is my favorite type of battle to do for the Who Would Win stuff. You've got two characters that seemingly have a lot in common, but when you do a deep dive, the way I do, the way where I ignore anything important, you know, family, responsibilities, anything, and just kind of research these characters, I see that these two are actually insanely different. Let's see what's going to happen, because speaking of the Juggernaut and Doomsday, we have the living embodiment of both of those characters smashed together into one crazy powerful human being.
Yes.
Making their first appearance on the Who Would Win Unleashed podcast.
The one and only.
It's the management. It is the manager. It is the boss of Blank Spaces in Venice, California. It's quite possibly the most powerful human being I've ever encountered. Yes. And I've encountered some powerful human beings. You've seen my Hebrew school teacher, Mrs. Finkelbaum. Mm-hmm. It's the one. It's the only. It's Lindsay LeMaire. Lindsay, welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be a great battle.
Here's the thing. I mean, I've got to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. I've seen you in action as the management of Blank Spaces events. First of all, you've been treating me like gold. It's crazy how cool you are with everything I've got going on here. You bent over backwards for your clientele, but really, I've seen you just make people like absolutely fear life itself when you just give them that kind of look. And I've got people in this room like shaking their heads in agreement with me right now. Mm-hmm. We're backing up on this. What is the secret to your power here? Like, what is your management style that makes you such an unstoppable force here at Blank Spaces in Venice?
Just brute force, actually. Mm-hmm. I think really it just comes down to, you know, having that confidence that no matter what, you know, I have final say and they have to listen. So it's a little bit of intimidation.
I've seen the intimidation at work, you know. I've never felt it because I've always been on the right side of Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
Far. That, right, so far. 100%. But I have seen large men, crazy ass people, men and women of all types, absolutely go out of the way to make sure that you are happy and okay with it. All I'm saying is if I ever need to hire an enforcer, whether it's with work with the mob that I do with sometimes or with the Canadian government for clandestine stuff that Eric and I all do, we're hiring you to be that you know, enforcer person.
I like, you know, I'm up for the task.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, all joking aside, Blank Spaces is absolutely awesome. I've said this before. I have my production offices here. We moved Relentless Martial Arts here. It's absolutely amazing. You guys have been insanely welcoming. And you definitely have, I don't know what the right term is, the secret sauce to running a successful place. You took over Blank Spaces a little while ago. Right. And it's already filled up with a ton of people who are renting space and who couldn't be happier. What is the secret here? And I know it's not intimidation because intimidation wouldn't work for a successful business.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it is just building a good community. Mm-hmm. It's having awesome people here, people that can connect together. And it's a small world. We're seeing that a lot of people come from all over, you know, SoCal and Venice. And they're all so connected and they know each other. And it's not by coincidence. So we've built a really nice community here and we're flexible in that. And our team is just here to make sure everyone is enjoying each other.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I am awesome.
As a member of this community.
And you're welcome, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm noticing the success of Blank Spaces. And when I came to Blank Spaces, it was kind of a, you know, no coincidence.
Just when it skyrocketed.
Yeah, actually, I had nothing to do with it. But so Lindsay's giving me that look again, by the way. Now I'm scared. I had nothing to do with it. This is all Lindsay and Lindsay's team. You know, Danny Linderman, who's absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. And they run an absolutely great show. I'm just saying, it's not a plug. I'm just saying I'm plugging Blank Spaces in Venice.
I appreciate the plug.
It's been an amazing experience.
I appreciate the plug. For sure. Happy to have you guys.
With all that being said, by the way, we're launching a new podcast initiative at Blank Spaces.
Yes, we are. Exactly.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Would you like to go on or shall I expound?
No, you can go ahead.
Well, here I go. Here's the deal. Blank Spaces, by the way, is awesome. I've rented space and studios for podcasts throughout Los Angeles. All of them have been fantastic. But the versatility here at Blank Spaces, because this is why we're doing it here. Eric, you can talk about that too. Great parking, great everything. This is a place where Who Would Win Unleashed is going to be living for hopefully ever. Yep. Great place to do it. They've got like, what, 5 different conference rooms you can do. Podcast, great equipment.
Yeah, 5 different rooms.
Everything's going to be great. Great. Yeah, go on.
We've got tons of space. We can turn any space into a podcast space.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, we recorded in a bathroom the other day. It was absolutely amazing.
We did it in a restaurant.
We did everything. Yeah, so absolutely. So thank you. If you're looking for a great place to do podcasts, absolutely come to Blank Spaces. Check out blankspaces.com/Venice and check it out. And then you get to meet Eric. But don't let that dissuade you. You should still come to Blank Spaces and do it anyway.
You need to know about me.
That's right. He's a man of mystery.
Yes.
Is watching people fight over a piece of fruit at the Santa Monica Pier.
Well, I have my bowl. I'm just watching it. I'm like, that's right. This is amazing.
By the way, you took all the fruit create this horrible scenario. All right. With all that being said, let's get to today's battle. But before we get to the battle, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. Are you listening, Lindsay, to the rules?
Yes.
Good. Got it. This is the only time I can actually come down on you, by the way. The rest of the time, I'm going to be like absolutely deathly afraid of you.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. I'm using the comic book version of Doomsday. What version of Juggernaut are you using, Eric?
Also the comic book
version. Okay, very good call, by the way. When it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line to Who Would Win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, we got to thank our sponsors for today's episode. It's Blank Spaces in Venice. Who would have thought that they would be our sponsor for today's episode? Ooh. With Lindsay right here. Again, they offer the very best in social co-working communities and flexible office spaces. And I'm not just reading an ad for them. I actually have my production office here. As I said, my new MMA school, Relentless Martial Arts, where Eric is already a member of our Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu program. And he's absolutely awesome.
It's been great.
Yeah, this is actually the best part. You're right by Venice Beach. All the great stuff you get to do right now. And you get to meet all of us if you ever come down here. So do yourself a favor, contact Blank Spaces at www.blankspaces.com. And now let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for the Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut, also known as Kane Marco, is a human wrecking ball powered by mystical forces and a bad attitude. Once he starts charging, not even mountains can stand in his way. With unstoppable momentum, near limitless strength, and a helmet that blocks out psychic attacks. We can all use that, baby, in these days and times. Anyways, any negative comments about his fashion sense?
That's a big one, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's huge. Like, that helmet's going to really... Yeah, anyways, yep. This crimson-clad giant doesn't just break through anything he wants, whenever he wants, he does that. Whether it's superheroes, buildings, or physics itself, when this guy's coming at you, you best bet it is safe to run.
Very cool. Now, that definitely sounds like Lindsay Lamar, by the way. But let's see how the Juggernaut or Doomsday, you know, compares. Because here are the facts for Doomsday. Doomsday is this walking apocalypse of a character with a hate for capes and a resume that includes killing Superman that one time. Grown in pain, reborn through death, and evolved to counter anything that's ever beaten him. This snarling engine of destruction turns every punch into a lesson you'll only survive once. This describes Lindsay Lamar to a T, by the way. That's right there. Spikes, claws, really weird skin conditions, and pure rage wrapped in indestructible muscle. When he shows up, evacuation's not a suggestion. It's really your only hope. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Lindsay, do you have any questions before we get started?
No, I think so far they sound pretty similar.
Okay.
So I'd say we're pretty much on an even playing field here.
Is there one of the two characters you feel is a better, carries a bigger resemblance to yourself?
You know, I have to go with the spikes and the skin condition, so I'm going to say Doomsday.
Okay, I like the self-esteem. That's good. You know, you should come back for the video version of this, which is coming soon, and everyone will be like, that's not true whatsoever. Sorry, guys. You know, that's how you sell blank spaces. Come down to Blank Spaces.
See Lindsay.
Check out Lindsay's skin condition.
Look at this Lindsay over here.
You know, watch Eric steal fruit and make people fight over it on the Santa Monica Pier. There's just so much to do at Blank Spaces. All right, this is going to be great. Eric, hit us with your point number one.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about his power, okay? He has crazy power. He isn't just strong, he's unstoppable, all right? Literally, once he starts moving, no force can stop his momentum unless he chooses to stop. Also, his powers, they come from the Crimson Gem of Sitarak, okay? Which is a mystical artifact. The moment he becomes a Juggernaut, he's powered with limitless brute force and near infinite durability, all right? Also, we're talking about someone who has shattered magical barriers created by Doctor Strange. All right. He's held his own against the Hulk, which is not easy to do. And he's even punched Thor across dimensions. And I'm not done there. He doesn't need food, water, sleep, or air to do all this. He's been buried for months, walked across the ocean floor, and even kept fighting like nothing has happened. All right. Let's also get into his mythical force field. This protects him from psychic attacks, like I was saying, energy blasts, and even reality warping effects. Telepathy, forget about it, doesn't affect him. Mind control, not relevant. Juggernaut just walks through it all. Literally, if you destroy his physical body, he regenerates. If you teleport him away, he comes back eventually. Yeah, kind of like what you might want to do with your boyfriend or girlfriend, but they just like come back. Like, damn, I teleported you, you're back? What? Anyways, let me continue.
Some interesting insight to Eric, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, whatever I'm dealing with, right? If you somehow manage to trap him, he breaks out eventually. Bottom line, Juggernaut is a one-man natural disaster. He's a walking catastrophe that can plow through armies, cities, and even reality itself. Once he gets going, good luck stopping him. And all that, James, is my point number one.
All right, so the Juggernaut's pretty insane. Once he starts, this whole thing is like, once he starts moving forward, you really can't stop him.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. In a fight, you know what doesn't win fights?
What's that?
Yeah, moving forward so that no one can stop you. Like, you can still get punched as you're moving forward.
I just ran away from the fight.
You're just, by the way, forward. You're moving forward. Maybe you're running away. Who knows?
James,
The Hulk, once, again, Lindsay, you know I'm a big nerd, so I'm sorry where I'm about to go with this. Okay, don't judge me for this. Or judge me for this. Whatever
maybe
you
know
as the judge.
A big nerd.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. We didn't ask. Here's the thing. So one time he's fighting the Hulk, and this is when the Hulk had a little bit of intelligence, and the Hulk just holds him up, and the Juggernaut's just like, yeah, you can't stop, and he keeps pushing. And the Hulk's like, okay, you ready? And then just lets him go. And the Juggernaut just like throws himself through into the ocean and takes himself out of the fight miles away. This whole unstoppable force is awesome if you stand still and want to take the shot. Mm. I don't think that's what we do. You know, as a martial arts instructor, you know, actually, I've never had someone just like kind of run at me and be like, try to shot. You know, it's, I just like, you know, slap them, whatever.
With the helmet on?
With a helmet. You've seen me on my,
he has
as a kid.
Psychic fucking helmet on.
I know.
In my martial arts class. Who let this special kid in here? I'm just a nice special person.
Why are you looking at me when you all say right, that? Right.
Anyways,
you've seen my pictures of me as a kid. Government of Ontario.
He keeps his helmet on if I'm going to sign him up. He keeps his helmet on.
The Government of Ontario is a weird educational organization. His kid needs to wear a helmet.
Great insurance, right? Great insurance. All right.
I'll go to my point number one. Yeah, let's talk about Doomsday, shall we? All right, so here's the weird part. You talk about someone's powers, right? Super strength. No, his core power, I'm using air quotes, is called evolutionary invincibility, okay? Ooh. So when he was first created on the planet Krypton thousands and thousands of years ago, these scientists, it was just a regular little human baby, and they're like, let's make this kid really powerful. So what we're going to do is throw him out to these dangerous monsters. The monsters tore this baby apart. This is horrible, sorry. And then the scientists, as they went away, were like, let's collect the remains. Let's reconstitute the baby, you know, with this little experience. And let's throw the baby out again and see what happens. And over a series of years and years and years, that's how Doomsday was created. So whenever something happens to him, he, you know, this is after thousands of years of, like, being that person who had no fruit at the Santa Monica Pier. Right. When Eric just took all the fruit, you absolute horrible human being, you. Terrible. Anyway, so because of that now, he's got super strength that rivals Superman. You know, that guy who can push planets and everything. He's super durable. He's invulnerable. Good luck trying to hurt him. It takes a lot to do anything to this guy. Also, he can jump super high, super far. He can move at super speed, which is something the Juggernaut does not have. Juggernaut moves very fast for someone who weighs probably, like, I don't know, 1,000 pounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. Doomsday can move at super speed, which is crazy. And another fun fact, he doesn't get tired like isn't ever. This is someone who can fight for months on end at that highest level. He's just got that crazy nonstop stamina. He also adapts mid-fight. This is a cool part. So it's like, let's say Superman hits him so hard and breaks off a spike of his, well, the spike will regenerate and will be stronger than before, so you can't actually destroy it the same way. He'll just adapt. If someone's flying, he'll get and make his spikes, like, shoot out, like that little mouth from an alien, you know, from the creature, whatever. Yes. He'll shoot it out and just snag them in midair. This is someone who can create powers on the fly to deal with whoever he's dealing with. You know, Doomsday isn't a villain as much. He's kind of like a force. He's like a Lindsay Lamar of comic books. He's like a force of nature. Mm. He's often, you know, called the perfect engine of destruction with one goal, annihilation. And if Juggernaut is the irresistible force, Doomsday is the immovable object plus infinity. You see what I did there? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my point number one.
All right. All right. I like that. I would say this. So basically, he was a regurgitated baby. Right?
That sounds so wrong. On so many. Like, sorry, kids at home. No, this is. There's families listening to this on the way to school, Eric. What kind of monster are you? Like,
these monsters, just this poor baby just spit
reconstituted, not regurgitated.
All right, whatever. So the trauma that this guy has, he could use a helmet like Juggernaut that can, like, literally, like, block. Be like,
I have no idea where you're going with this.
But I'm just saying his mental isn't going to be good.
No. His mental is not going to be good. As you said. So yeah.
If you start, like, breaking him down, if you get into, like, the psyche of this guy,
yeah,
he cannot, like, survive.
To your point, I will agree with that. When telepaths try to read his mind and control it, it hurts them. They're like, it's so insane. He's just like, his mind is just designed to destroy and kill and fight. Like, there's nothing there to get a hold of other than that. And even that hurts us. Mm-hmm. So you're not wrong at all. All right, Lindsay, you've heard one great point from Eric, one point from me. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
You know, I'm always a little partial to the magic kind of element here. And, you know, to have that strength, I don't know. Like, could Doomsday be, you know, subject to, you know, this telepathic, you know, power against him? Possibly, you know, and that's something Juggernaut, you know, has an advantage.
You're talking about the durability against
that.
Maybe. We'll see. Okay. Right. Definitely Doomsday does not have a helmet. You know what I love about Eric is his powers of observation. When he looked at the characters, he's like, hey, someone's wearing a helmet and someone isn't. This is the cutting edge debate style that Eric brings.
It's a nice shield.
It is a nice shield. By the way, you're not wrong. Yeah. That's a very good observation.
That was a good point.
All right. This battle's heating up. Stay tuned for point number two.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, Simply better hosting.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And we're back. Eric, what do you have? Hit us with your point number two.
Yeah, so I just want to get into the Juggernaut's background, his fighting experience. So yes, that good old scorecard, filling up here. Juggernaut, he's literally a bulldozer, all right? He's a warrior who's gone toe-to-toe with the strongest beings in the Marvel, I'm saying again, the Marvel Universe, okay? And he's been doing this not for a year, not for 5 years, for decades versus the Marvel Universe. That is not an easy thing to do. That's a lot of experience. While he's not a martial artist per se, in its traditional sense, he does fight with the tactical instincts of a war-tested soldier, okay? He knows how to handle speedsters, grapplers, and, he can also swing wily. He's targeting weak spots using his environment and weaponized momentum. Also, his longest-running rival, okay, hear me out, I'm going to mention him again, is the Incredible Hulk, all right? In case you didn't know that. These two have had multiple clashes, multiple times, and literally Juggernaut has held his ground, outright won. Like, it wasn't like, oh, here and there, close. Like, he's literally, like I said, has punched Hulk across room several times, 7 miles away. He's also got back up and kept coming at him. In another one, Juggernaut literally dragged Hulk across concrete and flattened him with a thunderous charge, okay? He's also fought and overpowered beings like Thor, Colossus, and he even has reality-bending Sentry, okay? He's used to handling characters that hit like Doomsday and just keeps going. What makes him terrifying is in a fight that he never tires. Like I said, this guy doesn't need to eat, sleep, or anything. He never hesitates and never doubts, all right? So he also has that mental toughness like I've been talking about. He's the kind of fighter that gets better the more chaos there is, all right? Also, when you traded punches with the Hulk and walked away, when you've stood your ground against literal gods and cosmic-level beings, you're not just powerful, you're a combat... I know it's been overused in society, but literally, this guy's a combat apex predator. That's Juggernaut. And all that is my point number two.
All right, this is cool because... You know, Juggernaut, I will admit, has probably limitless stamina, too. So I don't think Doomsday has an advantage over that. I do think this experience fighting against someone like the Hulk is really cool because the Hulk and Doomsday are often compared similarly a lot as well. Mm-hmm. However, there are some key differences for Doomsday than the Hulk. And especially when it comes to fighting techniques, because Doomsday, I think, is a better fighter than Juggernaut, just in the classical sense. Mm. When he fought Superman the first time, never mind times after that, he kept up in a fighting style. Like, you know, he was like a seasoned, I like to call him like, you know, if you have some guy from like the 1800s who's a sailor who's gone to every different country and he's like fought in every bar or whatever. This guy knows how Popeye to fight really well. Yeah, he's like a Popeye kind of thing.
That's my guy. I've defended totally. Him
yeah.
before.
Yeah, I remember that didn't end up well for you.
This
is someone who does know how to fight, and the Juggernaut's like a good brawler who will throw a lucky swing. Mm-hmm. But Doomsday is someone who's going to knee you in the neck and like hit you in the eyes and just fight dirty and love every second of it. So it's one of those weird things. All right, now let me get to my point number two. And for my point number two, let's talk about Doomsday's additional powers and more of that fighting experience. So Doomsday doesn't need armor, okay? He grows his own weapons. His bones literally mutate in real time. I was talking about this before. They can form razor sharp claws, elbow blades, spike line fists that are designed to tear through Superman's skin. And by the way, if they can do do that to Superman, they're tearing apart Doomsday as well. Oh, there's one more power. Doomsday can absorb an opponent's energy.
Okay.
So talking about magic, this is someone who's actually absorbed all types of energy, including magic. He can drain all of Juggernaut's magical power. It might take him a while, by the way, but Doomsday would keep the fight going until Juggernaut, or Doomsday, I said, you know, just absorbed everything. If you need proof, these same bones, in terms of the durability of the bones, have ripped through Superman's invulnerability many, many times. Mm-hmm. In one cool comic book, Superman actually got armor, upgraded armor, to fight Doomsday if Superman needed it. And Doomsday still ripped through the upgraded armor Superman had to wear. Good luck with whatever Juggernaut's wearing with that helmet, because that helmet's great. The rest of them is like just this, you know, Lululemon kind of bodysuit thing going on, but it's a thing. And by the way, he didn't just beat Superman. He literally, like, he stabbed him. He gutted him. He broke his arm. Like, I mean, he just James Gabsied Superman, for lack of a better term. Yeah, Eric, like, you've seen that. Me do that. Remember, like, that guy that didn't pay for classes at one time?
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei.
That was Eric. That's what he was saying, by the way, as I was beating this guy's ass. It was horrible. But much appreciated, Eric.
Yes.
You know, here's a fun part. One time, you know, Doomsday's facing off against this character who's, like, you know, shooting sonic weapons, like, you know, a sound attack. And it hurt Doomsday for a second. And then his ear canals closed up with, like, bone structures that just came up. So all of a sudden, there's this new power. Doomsday will just, like, adapt to it and overcome it. It's really cool. Now, his fighting style has been developed over thousands. I'm talking thousands of years. He's already beaten these crazy opponents. I'll talk about my third point. It's not just like something like, hey, he's a guy, he's got great power. No, no, this person's been, as a baby, Lindsay, as a baby, torn to shreds, reconstituted, not regurgitated.
Regurgitated,
that's horrible. And then just over and over, this is who he's facing. His fighting style, I don't know, it's savagery fused with combat instinct, fused with Popeye the Sailor Man. I don't know what is happening.
Yes.
If you survived a million wars, of all past 1,000 deaths, beat Superman in your debut, by the way, you're not just experienced, you're pretty much unbeatable at that point. That's Doomsday, and that's my point number two.
Yeah, no, Doomsday, I will say, as the more we discuss him, he got a good chance against Juggernaut, which your last point. Superman got it, but is Superman a really good fighter?
Yes.
Besides just flying around all the time and slamming things into people and slamming people and flying again and coming back down and more slamming?
One, I'll ask you to remember who you're talking to. Okay, number two, okay. The answer is yes. Superman's trained in two Kryptonian styles of martial arts. Yes, plus, he's had training from both Wonder Woman and Batman.
Okay. But then we talk about Batman. Is that, you know, with the weapons or without the weapons?
With weapons and without weapons.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. You might have a... Your guy sounds all right, but when I get to my next point, I'm sure Lindsay will see where I'm going with this. But let's throw this to our judge. All right.
Thank you, Eric. Lindsay, we're now what's called the turning point. You've had a moment to ponder two points from both Eric and myself. Who do you think is ahead, and what does the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
You know, I think they're pretty even, because I was...
Wait, what?
At first, I was with Juggernaut there on the first point. The second point, I have to say, we're kind of over Doomsday, because this adaptability, absorbing energy, like, there's a lot of points here. So, yeah, I'm torn.
You know, as a manager of Blank Spaces, like the boss, if you will, what's more important, wearing a helmet and running into people or that one time like you did, or having adaptability with the clientele?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we got to be flexible. You got to adapt.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm kind of point two is a little bit, I'm a little torn.
It's all right there. By the way, she's giving me that look and I'm scared again. I don't know what just happened.
No eye contact.
All right, guys, this is awesome. Let's see what happens. Stay tuned for point number three.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
And we're back. All right, Eric, it's now or never. Hit us with your point number three.
All right, so like I was saying, I want to literally talk about how Juggernaut would beat Doomsday, all right? So Juggernaut doesn't just show up, okay? He wrecks legends, okay? This is a guy who's gone toe-to-toe with Thor, tanked hits from Mjolnir, and even overpowered the God of Thunder on multiple occasions, all right? That's not speculation. That's actually happened, okay? We already talked about him taking on Hulk, and at one point it took both Hulk and the X-Men, not a man, men, the X, the Men of X, teaming up just to slow him down. He's also crushed Colossus, smashed through Magneto's force fields. That's not an easy thing to do. And also has stood toe-to-toe, like I said, face-to-face actually with Sentry, Marvel's Superman analog, and lived to tell the tale. Juggernaut is a boss level threat, even in a world full of planet breakers. So how does he beat Doomsday? All right, let me break this down. Okay, it's simple. Juggernaut's mystical invulnerability breaks the rules of normal combat. Doomsday adapts to what kills him, but what can kill the Juggernaut? He doesn't get tired. He doesn't weaken. He's powered by Sutorak, a cosmic entity that wants him to destroy, and that energy doesn't run out. While Doomsday's getting angrier, Juggernaut's just gathering steam. If Juggernaut lands his momentum at full charge, he can knock him down and out before Doomsday has time to evolve a counter. And even if Doomsday does come back, okay, Juggernaut will still be standing unchanged, unstoppable, and ready for round 2, 3, or 100. And all that, James, is my point number three.
All right, interesting stuff. So here's where the nerd knowledge really is going to come in. In a Marvel DC crossover event years ago, and a lot of people don't like this, but it happened, and sometimes these things are canon. I think this one is. Wonder Woman actually took on Juggernaut, and I'm a huge Wonder Woman fan. And Wonder Woman didn't just knock out Juggernaut with one punch. She actually like punched him so hard, his helmet got torn off. And he gets knocked out. One punch from Wonder Woman. Now, she's awesome. Why is that important? Because in a fight with Wonder Woman and Doomsday, Doomsday beat Wonder Woman. So if you do the associative kind of math here, Doomsday's already beaten the person who's beaten Juggernaut. By the way, that's called MMA math. And it doesn't always pan out, but it is something we can count on. Okay. All right. Let me get to my point number three. Look what I did there, Eric.
Interesting.
You still think I should be wearing a helmet? Really? Okay, yeah. There you go. All right, so my point number three. Let's start with the headline. Doomsday killed Superman. Not weakened. He didn't trick Superman. He straight up beat the most iconic superhero of all time to death in the middle of Metropolis with every Justice Leaguer watching helplessly. That's not just a win. That's pretty much the statement of the year right there when you do that, right? He battled Darkseid. Now, Darkseid is considered like the Thanos of the Marvel universe, of the DC universe, right? And Darkseid can do all this crazy stuff. He battled Darkseid, beat Darkseid by hitting him in the face with a knee with a bone extrusion. It was really cool. And that's after he took what was called the Omega Beams. That's where Darkseid hits his lasers on you, whatever. And they're designed to remove you from existence, right? He got hit by that. It did not remove him from existence. And then he goes on and beats Darkseid. He took on the entire Justice League, including Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, who some people think is more powerful than Superman, at the same time. And guess what? They couldn't stop him. This is someone who takes on the most powerful beings and just absolutely wrecks him because he's the DC Comics statement of like, oh, the Doomsday is here. Everything is at risk of being destroyed. That's what he's saying. So how does he beat Juggernaut, you might be asking yourself. Here's the deal. Juggernaut is built to be unstoppable in whatever he does. And Doomsday just doesn't care about physics whatsoever, talking about that. So he's going to evolve somehow past that strength he's got. I already think Superman's way stronger than Juggernaut, but let's say they're equal. Well, Juggernaut will evolve on the spot to something that's way more powerful. And then all of a sudden, he's going to start absorbing that magic that Juggernaut is powered by. And as the fight goes on, even with like this long-term stamina they both have, the longer this fight goes on, the more it favors who? The person who's getting stronger and stronger with the fight, who's adapting, who's gaining new powers, and who's draining you of your energy, in this case, magical energy, in a battle of attrition. This is how it's going to go down. By the way, the only way to really beat Doomsday at this point is to remove him from the field of battle. And that's what people try to do. They try to teleport him away or open a portal, whatever. Guess what the Juggernaut can't do? Either of those things. In the end, it'd be a fun battle to watch, but Doomsday's going to win. That's my point number three.
Yeah, so I mean, like, the Marvel-DC crossover from, like, 20 years ago doesn't really, like, count anymore. And mind you, Juggernaut has become much more powerful since he's fought Wonder Woman. So I think that kind of, like, shuts that down there.
Normally, I would disagree with that kind of stuff, but he has, in fact, shown feats where he's become more powerful since then. I'm not saying he's more powerful than Wonder Woman now. I'm sure she's stronger, too, but he's definitely stronger than he was back. I will give that to you. Mm-hmm. All right. We're now at the point where Lindsay Lemire has to give us her judge's decision. But before we do and find out what Lindsay has to say, let's time for a recap. Eric, what are the three most important points for Juggernaut that you want our judge to remember for this battle?
Yes. So point number one, overall, Juggernaut is literally unstoppable. Okay. My second point is he has decades of fighting experience against Hulk level opponents. And that's real deal. Lastly, Juggernaut may be able to outlast Doomsday in a fight. So those are my three points.
Okay, so those points suck and are horrible. My 3 points, Lindsay. Sorry, just had to put that out there.
Subjective.
Yeah, that's fair. My 3 points. Doomsday has evolved past Superman level of power. That's pretty cool. He's indestructible. He's got bones that grow out and reshape into weapons as he needs them. And those things can cut Superman when he's wearing armor. Pretty sure they're going to tear apart Juggernaut. And Doomsday already killed Superman and can absorb Doomsday's magical power. I'm just leaving that right there. So now, Lindsay, it's officially time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us the story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between the Juggernaut and Doomsday.
You know, this is a hard one. I was pretty torn up until you said that, you know, he could absorb the magical, mystical powers. Mm. You know, that's really tough, because then, you know, as he's getting stronger and stronger, you know, Doomsday is able to continually, you know, you said it, as he continues to fight, he gains more power from who he's fighting. So he's consistently gaining more and absorbing and adapting and taking, you know, basically that's pretty tough to compete with. So unfortunately, I would have to say, yeah, Doomsday is going to win this battle.
Come on. Wait, why do you say unfortunately?
You know, because I was really pulling for Juggernaut, you know, at the beginning. I really thought that was, yeah, you know, Hulk was a really, that was honestly, like, I was like, how can you argue with that?
The X-Men? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. You know what it is, though? And Superman's beaten the Hulk the 3 times they've fought in the 3 crossovers, and Doomsday killed him the first time they.
Yeah, the Wonder Woman. Yeah, Superman. Yeah. Yeah. And in, yeah, that, I get it. I get it. That makes sense.
Are you more like in line with Wonder Woman or Doomsday? Like, as if you had to say who's your personal hero?
Or Juggernaut.
Or Juggernaut.
I mean, definitely Wonder Woman.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. No question there.
Are you more the Wonder Woman of blank spaces at Venice, or the Juggernaut? Or
a combination of both, because, you know, I think you can, I mean, if it's up to me, I'm making a new character that's basically both of them.
The Doomsday, not...
Because I'm my own, I'm my own individual character, and I'm just gonna basically take on both of their personas.
I love it. I love it. All right. I did read her notes, by the way, and she has an executive note saying everyone has to wear helmets on Thursdays. This is not gonna be good
because of MMA classes, or
what's MMA classes? It's a selling point. Not
it is. And if someone asks, I'll just say, and we have Relentless Martial Arts right over here.
Thank you, Relentless Martial Arts.
Well, no, I'll say
it'll be a reverse plug.
If you like plugs. All right. Anyways, no, to your point, I didn't want to take a loss here, take an L, but I feel it was pretty close. And Doomsday, okay, I guess. And thank you, Lindsay, again, for your time and really being a good judge. And you brought up some good points. I don't like losing, and Juggernaut almost could have won, pulled this out. But Doomsday, the absorbing part, got it, because Juggernaut does not stop, though. But if he can absorb what, you know, Juggernaut's doing, that is a big element. So
I'll say something kind of controversial for the Legion of Audience, our fan base. I will say that Doomsday has a harder time against Juggernaut than he does against the Hulk.
There you go.
Because
the Hulk has, like, the gamma radiation stuff that gets drained from him. That's something Doomsday would do. Yeah, you know what I mean? Juggernaut, that's going to be a harder fight. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Right. All right, very cool. That's how much of a nerd I am. This is insane. Legit. All right, listen, thank you so much, Lindsay. This is great. Tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online and where they can access all stuff Blank Spaces.
Yeah, that's on our website. So www.blankspaces.com, and we're located at our Venice location.
And on Instagram, it's at Blank Spaces, correct?
It's at Blank Spaces with an underscore at the end.
Very cool. Love it. All right, Eric, well done today. Came close. A lot closer than I thought it was going to be, by the way. That kind of made me uncomfortable at the end. Tell the Legion of Audience, our listeners, where they can find you.
Yes, all of my social media is at the Eric with the C Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Looking forward to connecting with you all.
Very cool. You can find me on X, a.k.a. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gavsy. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time. Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.